Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third, the left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the catcher, Dave Rader. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Spear reaches second base with a double. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. Pepitone moves to second. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gallagher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards third. Gallagher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hundley moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0-for-1 in the game. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hundley hits a pop-up towards third. Gallagher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-2 in the game. Pappas is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive towards first. Pepitone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Gallagher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallagher bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Jim Howarth pinch hits for Jim Barr. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maddox moves to second. Bernie Williams pinch runs for Jim Howarth. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Aker now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spear is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hundley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Paul Popovich now playing second base. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Damaso Blanco pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.